Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Everyone's phones are probably covered in fecal matter. Before you say anything, Wesley, I have to say, what the f***?
You go to a portal where you can see somebody from the other side of the world, your first instinct is show people your titties for free, girl.
I don't know. It's going to be a hot take. I'm going to get canceled, I feel like.
No, because...
You know what a doppelganger is?
Yeah, I have a couple of those that I've murdered over the years.
That's creepy. I know I sound like Angie Harmon right now.
Well, that was the appetizer, okay? There's been a lot more stuff.
Just like straight ass, like leftovers. I don't give a shit about those bitches. But and if you don't know who Steve Buscemi is, then screw you. But, just random viral piece of information or something that's kind of pornographic that's just thrown in on these pages. And it's annoying because you're like, oh, I get to see puppies. Oh, anal sex. I don't like looking things up and then like trying to say it right. I like f***ing it up. Because that's who I am. I'm a f***ed up. Yeah. And that's the only time I've been pissed off that somebody's titties came out.
Ditto.
That's the only time. What up, what up, what up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. I know I sound like Angie Harmon right now, but it is your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can be any random ass topic that we discussed. Well, let me explain something. My voice is a little gone. Things got a little wild on Saturday night with the Burt Show crew. Mm-hmm. We had a great time, Mikey's Last Ride. Mm-hmm. But wanted to explain that for you. So are you ready to dive head first into a world of whimsy, wackiness, and random? Look no further, because we take silliness to a whole new level over here, y'all, okay? Have you ever wondered what a pineapple thinks about global warming? Because I'm sure I could find a pineapple to interview. We've got exclusive interviews with inanimate objects, fictional characters, and the occasional confused squirrel. And if that doesn't make sense, I completely understand because I've already forgotten what I've said. But did you know that flamingos can stand on one leg for 4 hours, or that rubber ducks have a secret society? Like, they actually have secret societies. It's crazy. See, this is the podcast that's got the lowdown on the weirdest random information that no one cares about. So grab your invisible kazoo and put on your silliest socks and join us every week for a dose of delightful random absurdity. And remember, life's too short to be serious, so let's get silly. Keep your giggle muscles flexed and your nonsense radar on high alert. It's time to enter the silly verse. Shout out to all my listeners, new and loyal. And listen, I'm not sure why you're still here, but I'm glad. All five of you listening right now are pretty awesome. Oh, and hey, DJ, hey, cousin, he's here.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm just here taking in that monologue that seemed like we're about to face some kind of silly apocalypse and we're the last hope.
I'm glad you're here, man. All right, so... How was that for introducing you?
great. I mean, you can really beat the silly apocalypse monologue. You know what I'm saying? So, could just do me in there whenever. I'm fine.
I think I'm going to just start making that a thing. Just introducing you in the most random way so you just have no idea. But here's the thing. You can't say anything until I actually say your name.
I mean, that's how I normally do it.
I know, I love it. That's why it's so fucking funny. You know, today, an OnlyFans model ruined our future.
Again.
Yep.
Damn it.
I have a list of celebrities who look exactly alike. It's actually kind of creepy how much alike they look.
Cloned.
Plus, huh?
They were cloned. I'll continue.
Maybe, perhaps. Plus, Ross Geller dropped a diss track. That and so much more right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Let's go ahead and get silly. This episode is brought to you by V Glaze Hair and Nail Salon. You want your sexy to come out? then you need to bring yourself to V Glaze on the South Side, okay? Get your edges laid, get your hair braided, get your locks retwisted. I know I do. I use her often. Yes, I do. Get your nails did, get your hair styled, and get it done by one of the most talented salon artists out there on the South Side, okay? So visit their Instagram at V as in Victor, V Glaze 3, the number 3, 12160 County Line Road in Fayetteville, Georgia, suite 103. Call them up, make yourself an appointment, 678-489-3052. And if you are an artist and you're looking for a place to set up a shop, V Glaze is also looking for more technicians. So if you're looking to rent a booth and do what you do, lashes, hairs, nails, all of that, 678-489-3052. V Glaze is where it's at. So go on, get your sexy back with V Glaze. All right, so it's time to go ahead and get on with this silly. Make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review.
Please.
Coming up, OnlyFans model ruins everything. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, listeners, so I came across an Instagram page that's called Discover Wildlife, at Discover Wildlife. And this is actually what the bio on their page says. It says, "We share the beauty of our planet Earth to raise awareness for our wildlife and nature." Doesn't that sound beautiful?
It does. Is it the stuff you do when you're on the toilet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, it feels weird to not have my phone when I'm in the bathroom. And when you think about it, everyone else probably does that too. So everyone's phones are probably covered in fecal matter.
Most.
So when before, just think about that before you ask to borrow somebody's phone.
Yep. Facts.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
Google Face.
So on this beautiful Instagram page, Discover Wildlife, there is a post out of nowhere that says, "OnlyFans model flashes the NC Dublin portal, resulting in permanent closure."
Oh, yeah, that. I did see that this morning. Yeah.
That
was wild.
It is wild. My thing is just like, why the fuck is it on Discover Wildlife? There's a bunch of pictures of like animals wild in nature.
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? And there's another one on here. It looks like a woman getting hit from the back.
Well, you know, titties are as natural as the morning sea.
Get out of my studio. That's my bedroom.
Cool.
No, it's just, I've noticed that there are a lot of pages that are supposed to be for food or for this or for that. And then there's randomly just like some sort of like just random viral piece of information or something that's kind of pornographic that's just thrown in on these pages. And it's annoying because you're like, oh, I get to see puppies. Anal sex.
Whoa. You're making this sound like Twitter/X right now.
I mean, that's what it's starting to feel like. They're sneaking that shit in.
Golly.
So let's go ahead and get back to the woman who destroyed everything, the OnlyFans model who is ruining everything.
Yeah.
So they, at the very least, at Discover Wildlife, amount of typing they've done here, I will read it. It says, internet personality Ava X. Louise, I guess is how you say it, has been identified as the reason behind the permanent closure of the NYC to Dublin portal installation, which streams live footage between two cities 24/7. Now, that is pretty fucking awesome. It's pretty much a live stream that anybody on that street can see into Dublin, or vice versa. They can see into New York City.
Yep.
I love the fact that they call it a portal. That just makes it sound so much more cooler, but it's just a live stream.
There's a lot in the name. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's been stuff like that before throughout history in more remedial sense, at a smaller scale. I mean, but that, like, calling it a portal really gets the point across that, like, this is from one part
it's
of
the
earth to the other part of the earth.
Yeah.
And the future. We're in the future.
Future.
Yeah, you know.
So intern Caroline from The Big Show, The Bird Show, told me that she came across this TikTok about this woman who had a friend in New York, and she was in Dublin. So she says, well, I'm getting ready because I'm going to go to the portal, and my friend in New York is going to be there the same time that I'm going to be there. And they go, and you just see them waving at each other through the portal, nice, which was like really nice, fucking cool. Nice.
Getting my hair done, but I'm going to meet my best friend who lives in New York at the portal today. So she's going to go to the portal in New York, and I'm going to go in Dublin. Oh my God, I'm here. I can't wait.
So anyways, on back to what at Discover Wildlife, their Instagram page says about this. So the portal, which had been open for just 4 days, shut down after at Ava X Louise, spelled AVAXLOUIISE, if you want to check it out
for yourself. For any researchers out there.
Yeah, right. Allegedly flashed the camera. So she pulled the titties out.
It wasn't a flash. It was a full-on...
It was a flash, shake,
yeah, it was shimmy. A full-on performance.
It was.
Basically, yeah.
It felt like she was standing there for like 20 minutes. Like, it wasn't that long, but it was a long time.
And nobody left. Nobody moved.
Nobody left.
Nobody even looked shocked, actually.
Everybody really was like, oh, titties.
Yeah, we've become desensitized. We probably have.
Well, this is America. People always expect random, crazy shit to happen here.
Exactly. So it's not that they're used to titties.
They're just like, oh, wait, I'm surprised nobody got shot.
Yeah, it's not that they're used to titties. They're used to the obscenities of America. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So when they saw like, oh, America titties. Yep, that's about right. Yep, told you everybody. Yeah,
it fucking sucks,
Portal
man.
To America.
Now, on this thing, it says she allegedly flashed a camera, but she actually posted a video admitting, you know, said, oh my God, they shut it down because of me.
So I just got the portal from New York City to Dublin shut down. I thought the people of Dublin deserved to see my two New York homegrown potatoes. And then this happened.
Sorry, is it down for the night?
Most likely it will be off for quite some time because we have, you know, some rules and regulations around. Because it's very unfortunate that people are acting not in the best way. So, yeah.
Yeah, she exposed herself to the camera in a moment of spontaneity, they say.
That's crazy work because... Would you rather close the portal down or just reprimand her? I mean, because has she been reprimanded in any way, shape, or form?
Well, see, I don't even know that information at the moment. Well, because all of this, like literally just happened.
Well, the fact that she got to walk away.
Well, she's a gorgeous white woman with an OnlyFans. I'm sure she'll be fine. It goes on to say the New York City to Dublin portal had been hailed as a groundbreaking technological achievement, allowing real-time interaction between two cities. However, Ava at Ava X Louise, two eyes, actions have brought an abrupt end to this innovative project. The closure of the portal has sparked debate and disappointment among both locals and international viewers. The future of similar projects remains uncertain in the wake of this unforeseen turn of events. So this OnlyFans bitch ruined like future awesomeness.
And she gets to walk away. Like yeah. they're treating this like
trashy behavior.
They're treating this like she's a kid that like broke something and like, oh, she's just a kid.
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's about the placement of our stuff. We need to be more concerned about where we put our stuff so that things can't happen to it. Rather than being like, no, this kid is...
Well, I guess they just like, well, after they realize that she did this, now it's like, well, anybody can do anything. People are going to start fucking in front of it or doing some crazy shit because she opened up the realm for everybody to be like, oh, let's do this. And people were probably already thinking it, but it's been 4 fucking days. We haven't had a chance to really enjoy it yet.
Yeah, and you're not wrong. There, someone was going to do something obscene in front of it eventually.
No facts.
You go to a portal where you can see somebody from the other side of the world. Your first instinct is show people your titties for free. Girl, what is wrong with you? Okay. Y'all seen those portals, the NYC portals to Dublin, Ireland, where you can connect with people on the other side of the world. People have been doing all kinds of nasty, crazy stuff. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to human beings and their lack of shame and their lack of embarrassment. Because a human being that had a healthy amount of shame and a healthy amount of embarrassment would not be doing no stuff like that. They give you a portal to connect with people on the other side of the world and your first instinct is to show pictures of pornography? Are y'all okay? Is humanity okay? This is something that's supposed to be interesting, something that's supposed to be cool, and y'all just make it nasty. Y'all find a way to just make everything so damn nasty. Get rid of the portals. Unless it's the portal sucking people into the pits of hell, we don't need no portals, okay? Human beings do not need to connect until they have a healthy amount of shame and embarrassment injected into their psyches.
We can't have none nice.
Nope.
We can't have none nice.
Nope.
And I mean, just as Homo sapiens, as mortals, we can't have none nice, huh? We live in the future. We live in the future. That's why it's called a portal, all right? If they wanted to subdue and detain that individual for the crimes against future humanity she just caused, they could, and they probably should, but they're not going to. They're not going to.
It really pisses me off because, like, a lot of this could have been a huge, like, economical thing as well, meaning people would, like, travel to see things like that. It would have been helpful for our country.
Not even just from a tourist perspective.
This is one of the things.
But from a humanity perspective.
That too.
There's not a lot. Like, yeah, we've made the world smaller with tech and this and that. But they've still indoctrinated us to have a very individualistic mindset. So we're more separate from each other than ever. So something like that was really going to bring us together. Especially if it worked and they built more of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something as simple as that really would have been like, oh man, like they're just like us on the other side of the world. For people who don't travel, for people who can't travel, for people who are afraid of or whatever. Seeing that definitely would have closed that gap.
Yeah.
Man.
It just sucks. It sucks. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, it's just like it hadn't even been a week. Before this bitch decided to pull her titties out.
It was only 4 days.
4 days, according to this article here, yeah. Hadn't even been a week. It's the first one of its kind, as far as I know, which means it could have been set. Maybe we could have got one in Atlanta and check out the UK. We don't know now. And because of what she did, you know what I'm saying? And as of at the moment of recording this podcast, I have no idea whether or not she's been charged with anything.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know at this current moment.
Yeah, but I say fuck her, and she sucks ass.
Yeah, and I hope no one subscribes to her OnlyFans. She has to get a regular job like the rest of humanity.
Yeah, bitch, become a server. I've done that. You do
go
it
bartend.
Too.
Bartend, you're cute enough.
Yeah, bitch, put your titties away. I've been pissed off that somebody's titties came out.
Ditto.
That's the only time.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways.
You really think you're winning, Dublin? New York hasn't even begun to fight. This is a city built on treating the Irish like shit. Dublin, you're just lucky you're mostly dealing with tourists right now. Let's move that portal to a middle school in the Bronx. Then we'll see what happens. You'll be river dancing into oncoming traffic once our kids are done roasting you. Listen, we can't forget that the vast majority of these portal interactions have been positive. So on behalf of New York, let me extend a heartfelt thank you to Irish people who stopped by to say a friendly hello. On their way to their AA meetings, boom! Got ya, bitch! Got ya!
Ooh, you better believe that's a pattern.
Let's look at these celebrities that look alike. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, let's do this? That. Yeah, let's do that. Let's just take our mind off of the only few times titties have made us angry.
Oh my god, I love titties. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so I came across something recently that just kind of blew my mind, and it kind of grew into something else. Do you know what a doppelganger is?
Yeah, I have a couple of those that I've murdered over the years.
That's creepy. So actually, you know what? It's funny that you say that because you have a doppelganger. I can't remember this motherfucker's name now, but he's on Instagram. I've showed you him before. He makes videos with his girlfriend. His girlfriend, if you're listening, you might remember by the description, but his girlfriend is light-skinned, black, dimples, pretty girl, really bushy, curly hair, gorgeous curly hair, big smile. Other dude looks like Wesley, but taller.
Oh, yeah. She dances. They had a baby recently.
Oh, did they?
I think so.
Good for them. I forget. Really, but you look like that motherfucker.
He's like really tall, though.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely taller than you.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
100%.
Oh, yeah. 110.
Many people are.
Yeah. Tall. As
everyone's taller than you.
Okay. First of all, I am.
I think Bert might be taller than you.
Okay. Let's not. let's roll this back. Okay. Let's roll this back.
So, anyways, I came across two actresses that I really enjoy.
Uh-huh.
One is named Drea De Matteo. I may be saying her name incorrectly, and I apologize. If you have seen the show Shades of Blue, She was, that was with Ray Liotta, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
She was the white woman on the team. Real strong face, blonde woman.
Yeah.
Got that New York
face.
Accent.
New York accent.
Her, yeah. And Portia de Rossi. The two of them look exactly alike, bro. And here's what I'm going to do, bro. I'm gonna just send you this right here.
Yeah, you got to show them, bro. You can't just say the name.
Is your airdrop on?
Yeah. All right, bro.
All right. I'm gonna airdrop this link to you. And it's literally just like Google Images. But the two of them look exactly alike. It's fucking sick.
Okay. All right. Where are we?
Now, at? If you don't know, Portia de Rossi Portia de Rossi is the woman who married Ellen DeGeneres. That's who she is. I know her best from Ally McBeal because that's how I was introduced to her. Again, sorry for my Angie Harmon voice. I hear it every time I fucking speak.
This is ridiculous. Shit. They look like the exact same
person. You see what I'm saying? Oh, and for those of you who don't know who Angie Harmon is, think Law and Order, the prosecutor, early 2000s. She's always a cop. Think Rizzoli and Isles. She's fucking Rizzoli. Come on, baby. Her sexy, sultry voice. That's what I sound like right now. Hey, you're under arrest. Tell me I didn't sound like her. Objection, Your Honor. You hear it?
Yeah. I felt it. Yeah.
Call Isles. We're going to need her for this crime scene. I want everybody to hit that go back 30 second button. Find a picture of Angie Harmon and just close your, just open your ears and play my voice and look at her face.
And open your heart.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. But yeah, those two look exactly alike, do they not?
It's oddly uncanny.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Okay, who else you got? Because this is, is there anyone else? Because I don't mind sitting on this one for a while.
I got
this
Gene
is weird.
Wilder and Jeremy Allen White.
Oh, shit.
Gene Wilder is from, what's the fucking
shit?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I was going to say the Pirate's House. I have no idea why. That's where I used to work. That's weird. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Jeremy White from
Bear.
From the Bear.
Shameless. The Bear and Shameless.
And Shameless. Yeah, mm-hmm. And Shameless.
So it's crazy. Tell me they're not related.
Oh, no. It's definitely hair, nose. They both got blue eyes? Yeah, they do.
Yep.
It's similar shape.
That could be his fucking father.
There
I'm not convinced that Gene Wilder did not maybe drop his seed inside of someone's mother.
Hey man, Hollywood is a weird place.
By the way, that's neither confirmed nor denied. Okay, here we got. I'm gonna say this dude's name wrong. Bill
Skarsgård.
Yes.
Bill Skarsgård.
And Steve Buscemi.
Oh wow!
What is Bill Skarsgård in though?
Bill Skarsgård.
I know his face, but
he was in the latest John Wick movie. He was. Yes. He was Pennywise in It. I'm thinking of Nicholas Holt right now. He was in some other stuff, but he's really good. He's really good.
But and if you don't know who Steve Buscemi is, then screw you.
But more like a young Steve Buscemi. Like,
does it matter, dude?
Yes, it does matter. It does matter.
It's there.
Okay, young Bill Skarsgård is going to look like
Steve Buscemi. He's not old yet, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, but Steve Buscemi is.
Are you ready for the next one? Javier Bardem and Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
They both got the salt and pepper. A little bit, you know what I mean?
You know who else I would throw in there as well to add it to the two of them? That fucking dude. Oh, wait, no, that is him. Yeah, that's Negan, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Nice try.
He looks just like Negan.
Was cooking for a second.
Him.
Was cooking. You know who?
He also played Denny on Grey's Anatomy. Oh, that was like the early episodes. Girl. Y'all don't even know. Like, when he died, Izzy was like done. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry.
Keep going. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm looking for another one. Oh, this one. I always say her first name wrong, but shit. And I did this on purpose. I don't like looking things up and then like trying to say it right. I like fucking it up because that's who I am. I'm a fuck up. So, Thandiwe Newton.
Thonny Newton.
Thank you. I sound like that fucking chick who was saying everybody's names wrong at the nursing graduate. Did you see that?
No. I heard of that, but I didn't see it.
There was like this woman who was like, who was saying the names of all the people who were graduating for the getting their nurses degree and stuff. And she was like, Lubusu, Bibibu. It'd be like Elizabeth Senson or some shit.
I don't understand. Yeah, it was bad.
Now, apparently, the reason that she did that was because, and this is like a theory, that they spell out all the names kinetically, but when it's done kinetically, sometimes it's spelled the way the like the British would do kinetics. Mm-hmm. And it is spelled differently, so it fucked her up. And I'm thinking, well, if you're going to do that, you might as well just have like the actual spelling of the name next to it.
Yeah, that's how they normally do it.
Because Elizabeth is not a difficult name to say.
They don't normally do one or the other. It's normally both.
Yeah.
Graduation ceremony for nursing students at Thomas Jefferson University. Listen as the presenter struggles to read some of the names as the graduates went up to accept their diplomas.
Alisuna Cole Bishop. Victoria Lee Zubeth-Ross. Marlena Zubeth-Kamp. Thomas.
Okay.
So what happened? I saw this clip and I thought it was fake.
I know. Some of the students clearly looked baffled about not knowing their names, especially because they were kind of simple. The university issued a statement apologizing for the mispronunciation, saying it was due to the phonetic spelling on the speaker's card.
Oh, that's what I heard. Okay. Yeah. Right. So that's what I thought.
Yeah, the university said that the errors do not reflect its immense respect for the graduates and their hard-earned accomplishments.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana. Yeah, that's I can see that. Yeah, now, I've thought about that before, but like
dealing with Ms. Newton, because I can't say her name. She's been in so many freaking things. I can't think of what she's been in.
Westworld, Mission Impossible 2.
Mission Impossible.
2 specifically.
Yeah. And everybody knows Zoe Saldana, like mostly probably from Guardians of the Galaxy recently.
Yeah.
But wasn't she also Colombiana?
Yep.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the losers.
I just love movies where tiny, tiny, tiny women kick ass.
Yeah.
Tiny, tiny women. Just
implausible,
everybody's
but still cool.
Everybody's and then they have sex when they're done.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I just described every female action movie ever made. Because you know who makes those? Men.
Yeah. And they finally nailed it. They finally nailed that particular little checkmate.
Now, this one kind of shocked me here. I didn't see it until now, but Zach Braff and Dax Shepard. Like straight on? Like straight on. Like profile straight on, yeah.
I don't. This is the first one where I'm a little. I see where they're going, but it's like it's not quite.
You're not seeing it.
It's not quite there. Like for some reason, people keep comparing me to Chris Paul. Like if I was my
why?
If I didn't have all of this,
what is all of this?
The hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would be compared to Chris Paul apparently, and I've never seen it. I've never seen that before.
Well, I'll tell you what, listeners, I'm going to post the link of this BuzzFeed article down here so you can check out these people for yourself. I've got two more, and I feel like these, especially this one, you really can't deny it because even I thought this before this, like years ago, before my podcast even existed. But Demi Moore and Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Moore and Jennifer Connelly.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
People have had conversations about, well, are they related? Is some kind of weird kind of thing going on? Like, someone tell us.
Now, here's a new one that I hadn't thought about, but Alicia Silverstone and Maggie Lawson. I kind of see it. Maggie Lawson,
yeah,
for those who don't
I
know,
see it. They got
from
a
the show Psych.
They should have got a picture of Silverstone smiling, though, because that's when you see it. Because I see what they mean, but these aren't the best pictures to compare them with.
But you can see it.
But you can see it, though, mainly with Maggie's smile.
Fuck. You know who else, dude? Okay, the chick from Station 19. I think her character's name is AJ. And then the other chick from Criminal Minds. Oh, man.
I didn't really invest myself in Station 19.
I'm about to blow your mind out of your ass.
Oh, that's always fun on a Tuesday.
Yeah, right? Station 19 cast. I'm Googling it. Danielle Suave. She played the, Savory? I don't know. She played the character Maya Bishop. Okay, her. And I think this is that chick's name. AJ Cook. That's her name.
AJ Cook.
Danielle and AJ. Okay, so when I show you these two chicks, so AJ Cook was on Criminal Minds. Are you familiar with that show?
I'm familiar with the show, not her character, like immediately amongst her actress name.
Well, she played JJ. That was her character's name. And then the person next to her was on Station 19.
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing.
And I gotta tell you, for the longest time, I thought that was the same fucking actress.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Separated at birth? Question mark.
So those are our doppelganger celebrities. There's so many of them. I will once again put the BuzzFeed article down below in the show notes so you can take a look at the ones that I didn't mention. I just mentioned my favorite ones.
And if you have any that like come to mind that you didn't see, please let us know.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Professional Silly Podcast Group.
We've actually been having this conversation for like a long time as a society. Like, who looks like who?
You look like that dude on Instagram, and you look like Childish Gambino if you keep your beard and take your shirt off and dance.
That's oddly offensive, but okay. You look like
Tracy Chapman and Whoopi Goldberg had a gay baby.
See, I'm going to hold that for later when I'm taking you out. But in reality, you don't look like Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, that's just because of the hair thing and the skin tone. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to have to hit you with something like 2 names.
I already gave it to you.
No, that's a takeout, not like a doppelganger thing.
Why are you rejecting it?
I'm not rejecting it. I'm holding it for later.
You can throw a little Kelly Rowland in there, too. I've gotten that.
Okay, thick, super thick Kelly Rowland with braids.
Whoa, super thick? Yes. What the fuck was that?
Kelly Rowland is petite.
Yeah, okay. If she's already petite, then why do I got to be super?
Well, because that's...
Ladies and gentlemen,
because you're thick,
it has been a long
thick.
Time since you've heard this on this podcast. It's been about 10 episodes, but...
Hey, hold on.
You're going to get stabbed, bro. You said super thick.
It hasn't been like
it
10 episodes.
It felt like an insult. You're kind of far from me, so I'm just going to throw it.
So, what was...
Right in your gut.
Super is usually a compliment.
Not when you're saying thick to a woman.
Thick is usually a compliment too.
The metaverse apparently has teamed up with SVU. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. You all right, bud?
I need a bandage.
Maybe next time you'll think before you speak. Mm-hmm.
Never do that.
Stop being stabbed in my podcast. It's really frustrating for the listeners to hear that.
I'll be more considerate.
And next segment. I know that tease was a little weird. Metaverse matches up with the SVU. What does that even mean?
What? I don't understand.
What does that even mean? If you know who Olivia Benson is, then you understood that joke. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you. That was just a tease, but let me explain something to you right quick. So I came across Instagram page, which is on my timeline, so I guess I didn't come across it. It came across me. At the Savvy Show, Savoy, how you say it?
Savoy.
Thank you. The Savoy Show, okay. And they post a lot of crazy shit, and this one kind of caught my eye. It says, police investigating first case of girls virtual gang rape in metaverse.
Wow. Well, she shouldn't have been dressing her character like that. I mean, I don't know what.
I'll slap the shit out of you. I'll slap the shit out of you right now.
Oh, shit.
Just for my female listeners, I'll slap the shit out of you.
Vindication. Okay, so what happened?
It says here, this is coming from an article that they have, I guess, copied and pasted from the New York Post. It says here, British police are investigating the alleged gang rape. That's not a word I want to keep repeating.
Right.
I should have said it right the first time. gang rape of a girl's avatar in a virtual reality game and what is believed to be the first probe of its kind involving the metaverse. The alleged victim, identified as only a 16-year-old girl, was wearing a virtual reality headset in an immersive game where when her avatar, an animated representation of her, was raped by those of several men, the Daily Mail first reported. Although the accuser did not sustain any physical injuries, she may have suffered trauma similar to someone who had been raped in real life. Oh, my God, get the fuck out of here. I'm so sorry. Let me just go on and say this. There's a quote here. There is an emotional and psychological impact on the victim that is longer term than any physical injuries. This is a quote from a senior officer familiar with the case, and that's what he said. So it says here, still, UK authorities fear it might be impossible to prosecute under existing laws, which define sexual assault as physical touching in a sexual manner without consent. Okay. Before you say anything, Wesley, I have to say, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a good, that's a pretty good starting retort.
You know what I do so I'm not gang raped in the metaverse? You know what I would do? I take off my fucking headset.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I take off my fucking headset.
Sounds about right.
Because it's not real. I am sorry. This is crazy. I mean, I get that she's scared because being like bullied and all this shit and people are just being, you know, then you leave. It's not like you can't leave in real life. You can't leave when you're being raped. You can't always just leave. She could have left. I don't know. It's going to be a hot take. I'm going to get canceled. I feel like,
no, because here's the thing, bro. We've been doing this multiplayer thing for a long time, bro. And it'd be one thing if this was like so new as far as the concept of people interacting with each other on a virtual landscape, but we've been communicating with each other via multiplayer for a while. And I mention that specifically because we've been throwing some of the most foul obscenities at each other while playing these matches and games for the Xbox 360 era. For those who don't know better out there, was a traumatic time for people, all right? Because they were white 13-year-old kids throwing around the N-word like it was free pancake day at IHOP. It was ridiculous, okay? All right? So, I mean, just hard to believe. People are going to do things that they know they can get away with within a virtual space. And the same thing with any other encounter you have with a person, both virtual and within the third dimension, virtually walk your ass away. Turn the game off. Go to another server.
To even say that this is the same.
Go to another server. Go to another server.
As an actual rape, like, just really infuriated me. Because here's my thing, bro. And this whole thing is very frustrating because I'm not saying that she wasn't victimized. That might have been scary. I'm not going to minimize that. But to compare it to an actual physical assault that also includes long-term traumatic, you know, issues.
And we must reiterate.
That's fucking crazy.
We must reiterate. Us not agreeing with that stance isn't a devaluing of her emotions in that moment when it happened. No, it's not. However, the level in which you took it to for the sake of your own victimization is OD. That's OD.
Do you think it was her or do you think it was the parents?
I don't even know. Good question. How old is she?
16.
Oh, God. Yeah. Because she's
also old enough at this point to know to take your headset off. God damn it. Oh, my God. I'm very concerned about this young lady. Let me tell you why. If she's unable to just take your headset off in real life, I mean, like in fake life, excuse me, then what the fuck is she going to happen in like real life? Like you have to.
When she's confronted with anything that involves any level of mental stress or
actually, I'm
kind of
worried about
pressure.
That for the entire newer generation, if I'm being real with
facts.
You.
Super facts. I mean, this isn't the first time I've heard or bumped into a story where the youth has prom doing simple shit, like simple rudimentary.
Look at this shit. There's a comment on here from at the Takara. Or Takara, she says, shake my head. This is response to this.
Yeah.
Shake my head. Black women can't even get folks to believe them when they're sexually assaulted, but Roblox avatars get a full-on investigation. Ain't that something? Ain't that some shit? What the fuck?
Oh, bro, of course, bro. I'm yep, she's that's facts. That's facts. That's 1,000% facts right there, bucko.
Now, here's someone who's against us, and I will share this. It says here, this is @_Rosea_, everyone commenting, why not take the headset off or end the game are being ignorant. So she has to quit a game she likes because people can't control themselves. Okay, so I can't go to a club and shake my ass because a man will assault me. Get over yourselves. This shouldn't even be a question about what she did. First of all, very different.
You're conflating. You're doing the thing a lot of people are going to do in this situation.
Because
and conflating virtual life
game.
With real life. Don't conflate virtual life with real life. Don't do that.
No one's saying throw away your MetaQuest. We're saying take your headset off so you're not virtually attacked because that's a safe option.
See, when I hear, bro,
what
oh
the
my God.
Fuck? I'm not saying you can't wear that. I'm saying remove your headset for like 2 minutes. And then get back on later. Like, it's not that big of a deal, man. Charge that shit and play later.
Right. There's a lot of levels to this. There's a lot of levels to this. But the first place I go to is gaming etiquette. Or more so, online gaming etiquette. A lot of y'all ain't gamers. I mean, you know what? I take that back. I rebuke that previous statement. You are gamers. However, you haven't learned the ins and outs of what that term actually means when it comes to associating yourself with other people. And when that happens, you have to understand, folks don't give a fuck. Folks have a sense of anonymity because they know they can't be touched physically within the virtual space. So they're going to do things so they know that they know they can get away with within that virtual space. Ergo this. However, this is one of the few beauties of how this virtual space works, not just within the metaverse, but gaming in general. Gaming in general. If I'm getting my ass whooped in a tournament fighter, i.e. Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter, and he's spamming moves, means using the same move over and over again, guess what? I can just leave.
And let me be real with you. What's the first fucking thing you do, especially if you have a MetaQuest, like you have a virtual reality game, shit gets scary? What's the first thing people do?
Remove
it. Get the fucking headsets off.
Another thing I thought of, when it comes to horror games, and
you take your headset off.
You take the headset off. Or you pause the game, or you take a moment, a moment of reprieve. You take a moment.
I'm sorry. This is fucking ridiculous. Okay, moving on.
We need to take a moment. Shit.
It's so stupid. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
God damn.
Meanwhile, real people are being trafficked. Fuck?
Yes. Yeah, folks,
veterans are hungry on the streets.
A slew of things is happening.
Women are being actually assaulted in real life.
Pretty much the world is ending if you span far back enough to
global
the issues of the
warming.
World. Oh my God.
They canceled the Choco Taco. Like, there are more important things going on right now.
Exactly.
That's how
exactly.
I feel. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Ross Geller's got some bars. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, guys. So as y'all know, it's beef season.
Yes, it is. And it's getting hot.
It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes. Mm. That is a quote by Nelly. You know what we should do, bro? One of these days, we should just like find some songs and just like randomly read them and like like as a poem or some shit. I don't know. Anyways, guys.
Soliloquy
and shit. Just read the lyrics, no tune. Just read them and see how dumb these lyrics actually are.
Yeah, I love it.
So it's beef season. A lot of diss tracks is coming out, but I came across something actually kind of old. I don't even know how old. This was posted on at It's Friends meme on Instagram and the TV show Friends, and it is pretty much James Corden and David Schwimmer, who played the character Ross Geller, literally dissing each other. Like, they're freestyle rapping. I don't think they're freestyling, honestly. I feel like it's probably written. They probably, you know, memorized it, but they are they got some beef in this, and I'm gonna go ahead and play some audio because it's hilarious and it's a great way to celebrate beef season before it ends, I feel like.
I mean, hey.
Because the only thing that's left, honestly, is if Drake decides to do something else, which he's not. And if Chris Brown decides to actually do something else, but he's not, because Quavo's really wasn't worth the response. But,
well,
you know.
Beef update. Well, there has been a little bit of stuff going on as far as, you know, Lotto and Ice Spice. Well, Lotto was beefing with a couple of people, but. Yeah, that's, I know. I mean, I mentioned it because it's girl beef. It's female rap beef, which...
I'm going to go ahead and end this entire thing. I don't give a shit.
Okay, okay, hold on. Wait,
about Lotto or Ice Spice.
I didn't think you did.
Especially okay. Ice Spice. I could give two fucking shits. I don't give two female
okay,
beef.
Well, that was the appetizer, okay? There's
no,
been a lot
bitch,
more stuff.
That was just like straight ass like leftovers. I don't give a shit about those bitches. Are you?
Well, that's why you use the air fryer for the leftovers, okay? Oh, throw some seasoning on, a little olive oil.
Even for them, no. I'm sorry. Lotto and Ice Spice representing hip hop? No fucking way.
Oh my God. I definitely say they're. Oh
no
my God.
No fucking way.
All right. I definitely
Partake
say they're representing hip hop.
I said what I fucking said.
Oh
and
my
I stand
God.
On business. I hate that say I stand on business because King, he's crazy, but I'm going to say it right now because it means something to me at this moment. That little is crazy. I'm sorry.
Oh.
The fuck? Ice Spice and Lotto, they got. Shut the fuck up, man. I'm so mad at you right
now. You're mad at me.
I want to fisticuffs with you right now. Like, I'm upset.
Okay. All right.
I'm losing my voice with my anger.
Hey now, okay? I don't know any Lotto or Ice Spice songs either, okay? I'm just saying it's beef season. What do you want from me, okay? It's beef season.
Man, that's like processed beef. What the fuck? That's like frozen... fucking freezer burn beef. Nobody wants that trash.
Oh,
you offer me a Bubba burger when I can go to Hardee's, bitch? Like, get the fuck out of here. If you are a fan of Lotto or Ice Spice, that's your fault.
Yeah,
moving on
fault.
To the next thing
yeah,
here.
Please.
That's on you. Dang, got nothing to do with me.
Oh, hey, not me.
You and your guy.
Nothing to do with me. Okay, I'm just delivering the news, okay?
That's between you and your guy, bro.
The messenger is not a representative of the opinions, okay?
If any of my listeners are fans of any of those people, I'm going to be upset. I'll forgive you because I love you and I don't judge. Except for right now. I love you, though. I do. All right, let's talk about David Schwimmer. And the funny thing is, whatever Lotto and Ice Spice are doing is probably going
to
be...
Don't say the word you're about to come out. That's come out your mouth. Just for the sake of Oprah compensating. All right? All right? Because this is even less rap shit. So don't do that. I'm about to be mad at you. You about to say what the fuck come out of your mouth because you're
probably,
a fucking Friends fan.
It's more entertaining. I'm going to tell
it
you
It is
right
but you a Friends fan. Don't do that, okay? All right?
All right,
rap over
ahead.
Friends? I'm not doing that, okay?
Let's go ahead and let's... I'm going to go ahead and hear this audio here, okay? I'm going to see if I can find James Corden's verse, because I think he went before David Schwimmer did, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to put in both of their rap beefs here, their disses. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Millennials, let me introduce you to this guy. His name is David. He was famous in 95, because that's when he was hot. He was on TV then. Now it's 2016, and he has no friends. Get it? No friends. Not famous ever again. He was a Kardashian on TV, but that was only for pretend. You played Robin, and that was a great combo. But you were so white, you should have probably played the Bronco. What I'm saying is, this battle's a blockbuster, so I'm sad. I know you're going to spit something lackluster. But now you got the chance to prove you got balls, while I ignore you like Jennifer Aniston does your calls.
A Brit in America is your one claim to fame. We all know as an actor your roles were all the same. The heavy best friend, the humorous sidekick with a belly so big you can't find your own. Dickens, the author we all read as kids. He's British like you, but people know who he is. You must be a masochist. You want to battle me. This won't end well, mate. It's not Love Actually. To be clear, I love the English. I married your kind, but why your wife chose you? My bad. She blind? Rap was born in this country. You're a tourist here. Do us a favor, James. Just change your career.
Oh, come on, David Schwimmer. How are you such a loser when your name rhymes with winner? You're so well known with every role that you play. I'm like, hey, I didn't know Ross from Friends knew OJ. I'm a fast car. Quickly passing you in NASCAR. I'm an animal. You just voiced one in Madagascar. Oh, he's surprised. Didn't know that I could slay. What's the matter? No one told you life was gonna be this way. And one thing, you're not a true MC. Destroyed you. This was must-see TV. I'm sorry this battle has left you so blue, but unlike this crowd, I'll be there for you.
Destroy me? Please, your rhyme's totally blue. I worked with a monkey, had more skills than you. I'm not worried no one heard a word that you said. The only people watch your show are asleep or dead. You're late night, I'm prime time, you're cola, I'm fine wine, go home, you're done, this battle is mine. Did you think I'd be scared? Walk around gingerly when everyone knows you're middle name is Kimberly. I'm tall and lean, you're short and stout. They know me in Japan, they know you at In-N-Out. You embarrass your country, this was easy for me. Bitch, lay down the mic and go make me some tea. One cream, one sugar.
What I tell you, I told you, and I'm. You try to cut me off, but now that you heard it, I'm gonna say it. That shit could have been better than anything that Lotto or Ice Spice can write up. I'm sorry, you forget.
Your friends' fandom is overtaking your sense of reality.
No, it's not. Okay, because they have great comedic writers, and it was a hell of fun diss.
Remove their goddamn writers, and they're just regular white people thinking they're cool. Let's not do this right now, okay?
Are you defending Lotto and Ice
Spice? I'm defending rap.
They don't represent rap, bitch. That's what I'm saying.
They at least false claim it better than goddamn James Corden and whatever that dude's name from Friends is.
There listening to the entire thing. Ooh,
goddamn right. I can do both.
Listen to some Ice Spice and Lotto and try to make those.
I can at least vibe to Ice Spice and Lotto in a third party, a third place of some kind.
Discussing the diss, bro. It was great.
Oh yeah, it was.
It was personal. It was relevant.
You better be just talking about that.
And because I'm aware of pop culture, I got why it was funny.
It got you. Me too.
Yeah.
So I can do both.
And I'ma stand on. I'm
you better stand on that diss. As you should.
I stand by what I said.
2, 3, 4 things can be true at one time. That was an okay. A battle for two people who've never rapped in their life and have great writers. Lotto
That's exactly
and
what the fuck I just said.
I'm repeating yourself. Myself. Yourself. All the above. All the above.
First card head ass motherfucker.
Lotto and Ice Spice are not nor will ever be representations of rap in any way, shape, or form. And
that should be the only goddamn thing you fucking say. End of stop. Period. Hard stop. Period.
You're an ass.
Titties. I'm sorry that you had to hear mommy and daddy argue like that.
Yeah. You want some nuggets?
Just to let you know, we are going to get a divorce. question.
I love you more.
On that, during that rap battle between James and David, who won that?
James won, bro.
You think
I know
so?
They let what's his name go last because he had the weaker. Also, because he's the guest. That's why they let him go last. But James, that his last little verse, that was way.
I gotta tell you,
within the realm. If that was an actual rap battle, and in which in those rules the crowd determines who wins, the crowd was for James.
You think so?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah. You disagree?
Yeah.
I feel you.
So many just some deep ass digs on James, bro. It was like disrespectful as fuck. And the thing is, James kept going back to OJ and Friends. It was like, do something else. He did that in two different sets. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of got lazy for me. So I was like, okay. Well, at least, you know, Ross, at least David kind of kept it moving with something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He was on the whole actor thing and not being British.
And being fat.
Being
his middle name.
You know, which I mean, those are some stuff that, you know,
yeah, but he gave us levels and James kind of stuck to Friends. And you know, I mean, he did other shit. Like, he didn't even mention that show. What did he did? I forget the fucking name of that shit, but it was actually pretty fucking good. He was like a cook or a chef or some shit.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I really enjoyed that. Like, I was kind of pissed that it got canceled because it was really good. But it's hard to, when you play a character like Ross Geller or any characters from Friends or Living Single or those
any
shows.
Any monumental show that stands the test of time, you're going to be typecast. It's a part of it.
It's hard for people to see you other than what that is. Not only it's a blessing, but it's also a curse in a way if you're an artist.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? All right, guys, let me tell you something. If there's anything that you can take from this episode, it's people suck, and now we don't have portals.
Oh, shit.
So, professionally, so your life rules. I want to go ahead and shout out my listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I want you to remember what Leslie just said.
The good titties.
Oh,
the good
okay. titties. But you know what I love most of all? Your faces and the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and or written review to help my podcast grow. It is extremely helpful to do that. And apparently downloading episodes kind of helps tweak my numbers as well. So that will be helpful as well. And then you can listen to the silly without your data. When you're on a plane, you don't need Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I'm already inside of you.
Exactly.
Wait, your phone. That sounded weird.
No,
you know what?
You know the first one was nice.
You
know she meant.
This is your first time listening. Come on back in and join in on the Silly and binge all the episodes that you haven't heard yet. You'll share this podcast with a friend because there's no reason to hog all the silly to yourself. And be sure to check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Where can they find you, Big Wes?
They can find me at a whole bunch of places. TikTok via, DJ Hey Cousin. Twitter /X at Westy Roberts /Capricorn Jenkins. Instagram by Wes Roberts, like the author. Actually, doing a little thing I'm going to be testing out soon. And hopefully you guys are going to see it. So, yes, I'm being cryptic for a reason.
That's creepy. Listener submissions, you can send them and we'll read them. You can share your silliest stories, jokes, life mishaps, and we'll feature them here on our show. You can email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number 805-664-1828. All that information is down below in the show notes, along with my link tree with all my most used social media links. TikTok, Instagram, all that good stuff is there for you. My P.O. Box is down there as well. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your Audible Boot Thang, Angie Harmon. Sorry, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, right here where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. What was the first guy to milk a cow trying to do?
Jerk it off.
Yeah, so these are the important thoughts that crossed my mind late at night. Now you get to think about it too.
Yep.
You're welcome.
That white stuff, thinking it was something else, and realized it was way more delicious than you realized.
Those are supposed to be rhetorical questions.
Oh.
Until next time, you decide to tune in, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Próxima semana. That's next week in Spanish. All right. Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.